Yeah, thanks very much, Mrs. Chair. Thanks, Chris and Alexandra, for this very interesting, very comprehensive paper. Really very, very helpful. So I have two remarks. The first one is on cost-benefit analysis, some remarks on that, but it is very crucial, very, very important for developing countries, because sometimes tax incentives do harm and do worse than if they were not introduced. So I would like to suggest that you include in the paper a practical example on cost-benefit analysis, because of course, when it comes to do cost-benefit analysis, we are talking about direct cost and indirect cost, direct benefit and indirect benefit. And direct cost and indirect benefits may be quite higher than what is direct. So maybe it will be very, very helpful to include a practical example and to give some guidance on how to practically introduce the cost-benefit analysis before introducing tax incentives. The second remark is on the possibility to introduce an anti-abuse provision. We know by experience that some tax incentives may really introduce a shift in the economy, having some sectors being given up to undertaking other sectors, and on extractive, it can be very problematic because some countries have only some companies able to do business in extractive. So anti-abuse provision can not only discourage some bad practices, but also avoid harm on other sectors. Thank you.